107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. Thank you so much for being here. And Don Dietemeyer, I have not seen in years.
I have not seen you in a dog's age, Franzman.
That's the phrase I was trying to come up with, a dog's age. Who did you bring today?
Chris Hockstetler.
I'm Chris Hockstetler.
Chris, have we met?
I don't think so, but outside of I listen to you on the air.
So you don't have anything else to do?
Yeah.
Self-deprecating humor.
Yeah.
Don Dietemeyer, you're always involved in so many different things in and around the city. Do people ever refer to you as Mr. Grand Island?
No, I think that's went with Ken Gannott, who's one of my mentors, and I kind of learned from Ken.
Excellent. You are now involved. You are on the Grand Island Fireworks Committee?
That is correct. Friends, man, there's like 247 days left.
For 4th of July.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, we're rushing the holidays like they do at the stores.
Is you mentioned in your email, I saw the goal. Was it 65,000?
That is correct.
Is that achievable? Can we raise that?
Well, that is achievable. In the past, shows have cost around the $50,000 mark, but we're going to have a bigger show with bigger shells and a longer show, so we're going to kick it up a notch.
Excellent. What do we do to help?
Well, we have a Facebook page, and you can get on that, GI Community Fireworks, and that's the best way to get involved. We've got a lot of, you know, in the past, we've had big corporate sponsors, which we need to get that $65,000, but we're kind of going after our smaller grassroots campaign this year.
It all adds up.
It all adds up, and I brought you a button here, friends, man. We got a $1 to $100 level called You Can Be a Punk.
Proud to be a punk for the 4th of July. I donated. Is there a phone number to call? Is an email address better for donating?
Just it's better where there's a QR code on our posters and on Facebook. So that's the best way to kind of get a hold of us. We're part of the, our funds are held by the Grand Island Community Foundation. And so you can contact the Grand Island Community Foundation as well. Have a tax-deductible donation, but...
This is on Facebook?
On Facebook.
Grand Island Community Foundation.
Yeah, correct.
Chris, what is your role in this? You're the fireworks maker?
No. I'm the executive director of Stewart Museum, and I was one of the original members of the Grand Island Community Fireworks Committee, but this year we're bringing the fireworks to Stewart Museum in celebration of the 250th anniversary of America. They call that the semi-sesquicentennial. We are going to have an all-day community day on the 4th out at Stewart with food trucks and bands and community displays and organizations will set up. And the intention is to have a big blowout, bring everybody out for the day, and then close the day with the fireworks display.
Sounds like a great day.
And it falls on a Saturday, Franz, man.
Perfect.
It's a good day.
I don't know that this question or answer matters, but I just out of sheer curiosity, you reached the 65 grand. Where do you get the fireworks? Is there one place? Do you get them from numerous locations? Do you have a source?
We have a vendor, a professional display. They actually have an office in Norfolk. And it's interesting. We had to book 2026 last year because of the demand. For the 250th, yeah. So it's normally fireworks are about $2,000 a minute for their shows. So, and we got advertising and insurance and things like that as well.
Have you done this before? Did we do something 4th of July last year at the store?
Not at the store. Previously, the fireworks have been at Fauner Park. This is a special celebration because we certainly want to give a nod to history's sake for those 250 strong years. I think we'll have some historical presentations that day, as well as hopefully have the mayor come out and say a few words.
This sounds great. Will you, halfway between now and the 4th of July, come in and let us know how you're doing?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely so. We can give it our progress.
Again, to donate, is it Grand Island Community Foundation on Facebook?
It's the Greater Grand Island Community Foundation, which actually has a website as well, or you can call the foundation. They're the stewards of the funds for this effort. But probably one of the easiest ways for people to get to us is the Grand Island Fireworks celebration on Facebook. That's where the community fireworks do the most kind of, you know, communication back and forth.
Be a regular guest. Come in again. And thanks for all that you're doing for Grand Island.
Thank you, Fransman.
Thank you, Fransman.
My pleasure.
Fransman.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000. We must be in heaven, man.
Fransman, one man party in the morning. 107.7 The Island.